Blog Talk Radio.
Revelations 12 and 11 says, "And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony." That lets me know that we need to share our testimonies with one another so that we may overcome and give others a chance to overcome.
Jump right into the program today, guys. I am truly honored and excited to introduce our very special guest today. Can everyone hear me this morning?
Yes.
Awesome. Great. Okay. We have a caller on the air. Can you hear me, caller? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, looks like we have a caller on the air, but anyways, maybe she's on here. Anyways, thank you so much, Mr. Johnny Foster. Welcome to Real Talk 101 with you. I want to thank you for just sharing your message and music with us today. Your presence is definitely appreciated, And I am one of your biggest fans, just so you know, okay? I got a hold of this CD, and I could not be more impressed. You have a message, and so I want to be able to play another song for our listeners because, you know what, this CD, God has really anointed you. And so, hey, glory and honor be to him for using you to deliver this message. So I just got some questions to ask you. That way, give our audience just an idea of who Johnny Foster is, and tell us what inspired this colorful compilation, this track.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Darlene, for having me on your show. It's a pleasure and it's an honor to be on your show. It's truly an inspiration for you to even consider me to be on your show. What has inspired this CD and this compilation basically is my life's experiences. Johnny Foster is someone that, you know, as a child I went through some things that maybe some other people have gone through, and as far as, you know, my father not being there in the early stages of my life, other disappointments that kids have. And then I, you know, ventured into drugs and alcohol and addiction and so forth and so on, which landed me in a lot of hopeless spaces in my life. And when I decided to give those things to Christ and start fighting through the spiritual teachings of Jesus Christ, I started to learn to overcome. And therefore, and I wanted other people to have that same experience, because when I was in the streets and in that lifestyle, you know, I knew many others just like me who didn't know how to get out. So, you know, and I've been a singer most of my life. Since I was like 10 years old, I started singing, but I was singing, you know, R&B and, you know, mostly R&B, secular music. And,
sure. Right.
And then when I came into Christ, I decided to use my gifts for that and to inspire others.
Right.
You know, that there is hope no matter what you're dealing with. So that's basically the premise for this CD, is to share hope and use my gift to do that.
Right. Well, I have to say you've got some interesting tracks on your CD. I mean, I have to admit, I love music, and I think you have to be really passionate about the Lord to be able to receive this CD, and any all callers can cop a CD. I have to say that you have a message. It ministers to people, and it's like, and your tracks are power packed, and that's, I mean, the Lord's Prayer. I like them all. I could not figure out, okay, which song, because I have everyone is favorite to me. Testimony, we need to give our testimony. If we're really on fire for the Lord, I mean, this, in my opinion, this gospel track, it's lit, it's on fire, and if you're truly, truly on fire for the Lord and you're real about it, and that's what music should represent. Reality, and so, like, The Hurting, track number 4,
yes.
Follow the Voice, Rolling with the Savior. If I can play every single, which, you know, I'm going to put together a gospel compilation, right, like playlist. So,
yeah, that would be
hey,
great.
With your permission, I'm going to be putting it, yeah, because it's great.
Well, you have
rewards in heaven, and so, and it's heartfelt, so that's what makes it so genuine.
Amen.
And transparent.
Amen.
So, but I, tell me, do you sometimes listen to your own music? I know as people, you know, we don't always have sunny days, you know, life will happen. Do you listen to your own music? I mean, you've got some tight tracks on here, Johnny.
Wow. Well, yeah, actually I do. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I listen to it to critique myself, but now that it's done, you know, it's done and it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time I get away from it, and God leads me back to listen to those songs sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or people will call me and tell me how it inspires them. But when I get in my moments in my personal life,
mm-hmm.
I listen to it and I realize, and God ministers back to me through the lyrics
right.
that he gave me. And
wow,
ministers to
wow.
my present situation. So, you know,
exactly.
that it does.
Well, you know, the unique thing, I would encourage anyone who's listening to Real Talk One-on-One with you, certainly appreciate you guys. I know you listen because y'all know deeds keep it real with you. I want to bring you good word. And to me, word means substance, okay? Johnny Foster, he's put this CD out, and I'm telling you, it's phenomenal. It's timeless.
Wow.
I certainly appreciate it. It's blessed me. I know it will bless you because the reality is that, I mean, like the tracks on here, The Hurting, Johnny, I can just by listening to your CD, that means that you are compassionate about people. Just your lyrics and the message that you're presenting. My favorite, Make Me Whole. It's like, you know what? That we're gonna play that song. I want people because you know what? We're all broken. We all have been broken. But we can be repaired again through Christ, right?
Yes.
So it's like you really present this message in this CD, and it's just not fluff. So I can certainly appreciate it. And I love this song. I love the way you minister. And because we have time, do you mind if I play it?
Absolutely.
Okay,
do
one second. Let our listeners be inspired by Make Me Whole, because I know I've been broken, and I know through Christ, we can all be remade again. So, let's listen to this. This is one of my favorites.
Living in a world of constant pain, surrounded by so much guilt and shame, until one day I called on your name, and one touch from you, now I'm not the same. All these years I lived with my soul in slave, when all I had to do was step to the man.
Make me whole, 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 make me have many situations in our lives where things go wrong. And don't think just because you're saved that you're exempt from trouble. Because trouble's gonna come. That's the enemy's job. But it won't last always. And understand that salvation is received in an instant. But sanctification is a process that we'll go through for the rest of our lives. So just know that if you should fall, it's just another experience to help you grow. And realize that there's no problem too hard for God. And all you gotta do is just let Him know. You see, it doesn't really matter how big your problem seems. And it doesn't really matter how hopeless the world says it is to overcome. And it doesn't really matter if no one stands by you. Let me tell you, all that really matters is that you know your God is there and He'll make you whole.
Take me home, take me home, Lord.
Take me home,
take me home.
He'll make you whole.
He'll make you whole. He'll make you whole.
Ain't nothing too hard for God.
Take me home, take me home. Take me home, take me home.
He can save a mess like me. He can save
me. Take you home. Take me home, take me home.
That okay? You put your all in that one. I'm telling you, you truly blessed. You can sing. Keep it. I am so excited. Yes, get honor and glory. Wow. So listen, real quick, we're looking at like 12 minutes. Time definitely flies.
Okay.
I just want to ask you a few more questions, though. Pretty much have a nonprofit organization. Freedom Through Christ Group Ministry, and I am so excited that you are here to just kind of give us the scoop on this and what you guys do outside of when you're not singing and writing and all that good stuff.
Okay. Freedom Through Christ Group Ministries basically was started by what I told you my experiences were. And that was my experiences with addiction. And, you know, when I realized that I had to have the Lord, had to be a component of my recovery, and there were so many other people that I knew like me that wasn't, didn't have that component, I wanted to share that. I came back with a gentleman named Bishop Chisholm. I'm going to speed this up because I know we're at time. But Bishop Chisholm, I told him what the vision God had gave me when he taught me how to fight, to use spiritual warfare to overcome temptation, and taught me about the tools that Satan uses. And he then we got together. He's an outreach specialist, and we opened up what we call Freedom Through Christ, started Freedom Through Christ Group Ministries, which basically is a Christ-centered group meeting, whereas everyone can share about what Christ has done for them, talk about their experiences, and also get spiritual, scriptural feedback on how to overcome those temptations. And our vision is to have that all over the place. It's not about being a church. We're not a church. We're a ministry that wants to be all over the place, kind of similar to Narcotics Anonymous, but a Christ-centered version.
Right. Awesome.
So And we go out. We also feed. We witness on the streets once a month now. And
right.
We partner up with a ministry called Frontlines Ministry. We feed. We minister on the street. People give their lives to Christ on the street. And then those who we identify, people who we identify that are willing, because you have to be willing, that are willing to come to our meetings and want
right.
to change things in their lives, they come to our meetings and they start learning and getting new tools to help them overcome the temptations of any type of walk, because there's more addictions
mm-hmm.
than just drugs out here. So basically, that's what
true.
We do.
Well, I think that's phenomenal, and I'm excited to just continue to, you know, stay in touch with you, and hopefully I can get some of that information here in my hometown as well, you know, just to get that message out there, because I personally love the Lord. I'm very passionate about God. Am I perfect? No, not by any means, but I do understand the number one protocol, treat people the way we would want to be treated, and to reach out and help people, because truly it is a mind thing. It is a matter of the mind, you know, and so if we don't feed ourselves positive information, and as human beings, spiritual beings, we need word, we need encouragement, we need
yes.
uplift, we need, you know what I mean, that push. And so
yes.
that's
yes.
why I enjoy listening to your CD, the words, testimony in your life, love calls, that's my favorite. I love, I mean, there's a neo soul, you got a little hip-hop infused in some of the songs, just and it's not overwhelming. This is a phenomenal CD. I would encourage anyone to just reach out to Johnny Foster, you know, give him some love. He's got some wonder. You will definitely enjoy this CD. It is so power-packed. I cannot tell you enough, but you got to love the Lord to understand that. Let me put that disclaimer out there. And so, Johnny, real quick, how can people, like, if they want to get involved, get to know you, know more about you, whatever, how can they contact you, or can
okay,
they
well,
contact you?
Well, yes,
I know
they can
reach out to you on this radio show, on my Facebook page, Twitter, but personally.
Okay, personally, they can contact me. Right now, as you already know, I'm looking for an agent / and some other things.
Sure.
But they can contact me personally, because I minister to anyone at any time, at 919-608-8618. Or they can email me at Johnny, Johnnie, the number 7, Foster, @gmail.com. That's if you have an issue, or if you have some ministry, or if you want me to come and minister where you're at. They can also contact me through Freedom Through Christ Ministries with an S .org, which is our website, to learn more about our meetings, or contact me through that. I'm currently working on my artist webpage, so I can't give you that at this point. There's more music to come. That's how you can contact me. So feel free to call me at any time. At any time.
Awesome.
Or they can contact me by way of you.
Absolutely.
So,
definitely. By me.
So.
You know that. And I will make sure that I put this out there, because I do have a caller. She will get a CD today. I'm excited about
Amen.
That. She's listening in. So thank you, caller, for listening in. I hope you are inspired. And what I like about you, Johnny, is that you've got some unreleased songs that I've had the pleasure of listening to that are just phenomenal. So I understand that you are currently working on some new music, or maybe in the near future releasing another
yeah.
CD.
We're working on trying to get a new CD out. We already have the material. It's just a matter of completing some aspects and getting it mixed, mastered, and packaged and ready to go. Our timeline is we're looking at within the next month to month and a half to getting it finished and ready to go, so we can hit the road. God
wow.
Will.
I know that's right. Well, we would love to have you here, too, as well. So I understand you will eventually be stopping into Kansas City, so or the Midwest and Kansas, just going all around. So I'll be happy to just, you know, put that out there. I think people need to really just be around positivity, and that's what you've delivered in this CD, and it deserves some credit. The arrangements, everything, I don't know, whoever worked with you on this CD, kudos to them as well, because this CD is mastered perfect. You know that, right?
I'll let you say that. I mean, they did a great job. And I want to say this real quick before we lose time.
Sure.
When I give my number, you can call me anytime about anything, whether it's a gig or whatever. But if you know people, my heart is close to addictions. If you know people that are struggling with addictions, they can feel free to call me. We'll do what we can, whether you're in our state or not, to try to help you find a location or your family member or whomever to get somewhere to go to get some help. And we'll definitely minister to them. Immediately.
Right.
Okay.
And this is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so they are definitely in it to win it. So I would definitely encourage anyone who, as Johnny said, needs some help, just needs someone to talk to. He is there, and to be truly honest, for a man of his caliber, I think that is quite commendable that he's even making his time available. So thank you so much, Johnny, for just being here and blessing us with your message, your music. And so, you know, I can't wait until you visit. So other than that, we are looking at 2 minutes and 54 seconds. And Johnny, I just have another question for you. I'm just wondering, are you looking for any type of volunteers that may be willing to just kind of step up and want to join? Is the Freedom Through Christ Group Ministry, I mean, you can just, is this an organization where you can join, or, you know?
Yes, you can.
I know.
Actually, our vision is to have this ministry. This ministry belongs to everybody. Our vision is to have this ministry everywhere to help other churches start ministries like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Their church members, or it doesn't have to be in a church. If you have an individual just that has a passion for people,
mm-hmm.
That wants to start something like this, we'll be glad to train them, give them our material, come and help them get set up, and start these meetings all over the place. That is part
awesome.
Of our vision.
That is phenomenal.
So,
you know, I just thank the Lord for you. And when I look at your bio and I look at the opportunity of having to work with, I mean, great artists like Dorothy Norwood, Luther Burns, Vicki Winans, John P. Key. How did that make you feel?
I was grateful for the opportunity to work with artists, you know, that have the standing that they do. And
mm-hmm.
It also let me know that God was taking me somewhere. And all you have to do is step out there and just and God will open the doors for you.
Amen.
You know, if there's movement, and God will open the doors.
Wow. Well, he truly blessed you with great vocal talents, and so I've truly been blessed by the CD testimony. I would encourage anyone to Google Johnny Foster, contact him, get a CD. We were willing to give you one. I got a caller who will definitely get one. Appreciate everyone, and I'm telling you, you will truly be blessed if you love the Lord, because God is good. And this compilation has a message. Every single title on here has a message. So well needed, so well delivered. Thank you again, Johnny, for just being our special guest today.
Well, thank you,
everyone, for listening. And, hey, we
Thank
will
you,
do this again.
Well.
Hopefully everyone will get a chance to meet him here soon. And thank you so much, guys. Everyone have a wonderful day. And I'm just going to kind of end, Johnny, with my favorite. You know I got a bunch of favorites, right? But we're going to just kind of play your song toward the
That's
end.
Great.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful
thank
day.
You.
Everyone have a blessed
Be
Saturday.
Blessed.
Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Revelation 12 and 11 says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. That lets me know that we need to share our testimonies with one another so that we may overcome and give others a chance to overcome.